You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the WayFM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
If you're not careful, you might just learn something today.
Hey there. Is there a project you're working on?
I know more than you.
All right.
It's the Wally Show.
We've all been under the impression that owning a big dog lowers the chance of your home being burglarized, and while that's true, it also turns out your dog's level of energy and bathroom habits also play a part in keeping criminals at bay.
All right, I'm a little perplexed, because I'm sitting there thinking, okay, you know, your dog is barking. You always see the beware of dog sign. And some people do that even though they don't have a dog because they're trying to put fear into criminals' hearts, I guess.
Yeah, so you're thinking, how do there are levels of energy and bathroom
no
habits?
Idea.
Yeah. Well, Ohio State researchers did a study comparing the crime stats in different neighborhoods to how many dog owners there were. And the results showed that while there was less crime in neighborhoods with more dog owners, it's also because those dog owners are outside taking their dogs on walks, taking them to the bathroom.
That makes sense.
And it turns out that these owners, they actually have the same effect as neighborhood watch groups.
Yeah, I mean, because the whole idea is being vigilant and noticing things, see something, say something. And so if you're out there, there's a lady that walks her dog every morning when I leave at like 4:30 in the morning.
Oh.
She's out walking her dog, or she's robbing places. I haven't decided which. One of those two things is happening.
But I mean, you see dog owners out 24/7.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, dogs pretty much have their owners wrapped around their fingers.
Absolutely.
And so you see them out at late at night. So if you see something fishy, you know, you can't get away with it if a dog owner's outside.
You know, it's really funny, though. Like, one day she was out walking her dog, and I couldn't remember if I had closed my garage door or not. So she's out at 4:30 in the morning walking her dog, and I drive by her slowly because I'm in the neighborhood, and I'm like, oh, the door. And so I turn around, like, right by her and then drive back to my cul-de-sac to make sure. I know, right?
Creeper.
And then I come back by her slowly again, and I'm thinking, she's thinking that I'm part of the problem and I'm a criminal, but I was just trying to make sure that no one's going to be able to rob my house.
So to make up for it, you roll down your window.
Yeah,
and you're like,
ma'am.
I'm not robbing anyone.
Yeah. I'm not crazy over here at all. Have a good day. Yeah, it didn't go well. She called the cops. Uplifting way of him. This is the Wally Show. It's been a minute since we've done this game, and it's crazy because it's one of the most popular things we do on the show, ironically. Kind of started off as a joke. No pun intended. It's best worst joke, okay? And so the way it works is you're going to have two jobs. You can win a prize. You have to sit in judgment of our jokes, okay, and tell us who has the best worst joke. We know they're groaners. And then you tell us a joke. If we cannot steal your punchline, then you win a prize. And we are some pretty great comedic minds. We all are students of comedy.
Yes, and one of the best is Wally, and that's why I nominate Wally to go first.
Okay, now, full disclosure, I have about a second grade level joke today. Cindy sent me this one.
Don't try and downplay it.
I'm not, I'm upplaying it.
Stop.
Second grade's pretty great. It's a step up from my usual kindergarten sense of humor. Okay, so here we go. This is actually from Samuel. He's 9, so I'm pretty close, actually. So he says, my mom's let me write you. Here's a funny joke. What kind of shirt does a fish wear? What kind of shirt does a fish wear?
Oh, man. Oh.
Scales? No. Nothing?
I know.
See how I'm trying to throw you off? A tank top! Boom!
A tank top?
Fish tank.
Oh.
I should not have to explain that joke to you.
No, I know, but the word tank, I don't think of a fish tank before.
You don't think of a fish tank?
I know you just mentioned it.
The two words are synonymous.
Well, the fish word goes first.
Yes.
In tank. I get it, Gavin. Yeah. I'm with you. I'm like, okay.
Second grade, you said.
All right, we'll see how you two do. Betty Rock, so judgmental, go.
Hang on to your hats, because I've got a winner chicken dinner.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. I hope we steal.
What? Why did the chicken cross the road?
There's so many versions
come
of this.
On.
I mean, come on. This
Get
is
to
first
the other
grade.
Side.
Are you ready?
Because the rooster's legs were broken. I don't know.
Because?
Oh. Nuts!
So simple.
I hate that I laughed at that. The execution is perfect, good. Though.
Thank
because,
you.
Yeah, that was.
Thank you.
All right, that was. I will give you mad love.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Gavin?
All right, this was sent to me by Jonathan. What do you call the two guys above the window?
The guys above the window? The. Kurt?
No.
Kurt and. Oh, wow. Kurt and Rod!
Okay.
Kurt and Rod!
Yes.
Was that it?
Yes.
I felt like because you got the first half,
yes.
You deserve to work that
yes,
out.
Yes, thank
okay.
you.
Kurt and Rod.
Nice. Oh.
All right, Betty Rock, we tag teamed that.
Yeah, I was like, Kurt.
Nice.
So I couldn't think of the other one.
Okay,
yeah.
So Gavin's joke, since we stole that punchline, is out of contention. So you just have Betty Rock's weak joke and mine to choose from. Hers didn't even have a punchline. There's no punchline to it.
But you laughed.
I know I did. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number, okay? So that's how it works. Now you are going to tell us who had the better joke, best worst joke, and then you're going to give us one. And if we cannot steal your punchline, you're going to win a prize. 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to do best worst joke with us now, 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Jody, welcome to Best Worst Joke, where you have not one but two jobs now, okay? You first have to tell us who had the best worst joke between Betty Rock and myself. Gavin's out because we stole his punchline. So here you go. Mine is just a refresher from Samuel, who's 9 years old, and he says, I just wanted to have my joke on the show. It's the only thing I've ever wanted in life. What kind of shirt does a fish wear? A tank top. Hey-o! And now, Betty, yours from probably some adult.
And you notice there are crickets on her. No laugh whatsoever. All right, Jody, this one is from Chloe. Why did the chicken cross the road? Because!
That is my favorite.
Definitely your favorite.
Yes. I love chickens and...
And roads. I mean, the joke just seemed to write itself. Okay, Jody, that's fair. Woo! That was the better joke. I will give you that. Betty Rock's execution of that was fantastic. So now, you have to tell us a joke, Jody. If we cannot steal your punchline like we did to Gavin, you will win a prize. What do you got?
Why did the fish blush?
Why did the fish blush? Oh, wow. Rock, do you have an idea?
No.
I don't know. Why?
Because it saw the ocean's bottom.
Because it saw the ocean bottom. Okay.
Well done. Well
Nicely done, Jody. A little blue there, but that's okay.
Sorry.
Well, Jody, you stumped us, so that means you are a big winner today on Best Worst Joke on the Wally Show here on WAY-FM.
Woo!
And now for some good news.
Yeah!
Uplifting WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show. You know the regular news can be so heavy all the time. That's why we do a little good news. Giddy up. Three rapid fire good news stories coming at you designed to make you feel a little bit better today. Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
Someone posted a video of dogs escaping from this sort of doggy daycare fenced-in thing, and they joke that they became the dog rebellion that just started. One dog figured out how to climb the fence. Like, he's just this little guy, and he's just one paw at a time.
Nice.
I had a cat that used to do that, but a dog doing it, more impressive. And then a bunch of others realized they could do it, and one just jumped on
that's
over.
That's great.
And you just see them going nuts. It's so cute.
There's somebody that's, like, asleep at the wheel in the doghouse thing. And now he's in the doghouse for letting them all escape. Good news, giddy up. Betty Rock, go.
A woman, I guess, got sick of waiting on the proposal from her boyfriend, so she got down on one knee to propose to him at a music festival. Then he got down on one knee and proposed to her. So it turned out both of them had rings and planned to propose on the same day. I don't know about this because I feel like the guy... He just couldn't, you know, make the decision.
And he did. He was going to do it that
day. No, no. Then he felt pressure. No, he felt pressure to do it then because now she proposed first.
You don't have a ring.
If I were her, I'd be like, no.
No, you don't just bring a ring to a music festival unless you're going to use it.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's as if he got in trouble. That's what he brought it for. He's like, okay, I'm going to have to pull the trigger on this. You know, you should start doing that, Rock. Just go around and propose to random dudes.
Ew,
no. No, it could work. It only takes one.
Never take dating dating advice from you ever.
All right, well, there you go. Let me see. And finally, there was a 22-year-old girl named Emily. She diagnosed herself with a rare disease that she saw on Grey's Anatomy. You know, because they base their things in real cases. It's called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, and it like affects the joints that can become easily dislocated. And she started binge-watching season 13. She saw a character that had the same symptoms. Now she's getting treatment and is actually doing better.
What?
Yeah, how crazy is that?
How in the world?
I'm telling you, you can learn a lot of stuff from TV if you pay attention.
That's true. And I always thought there's nothing good that's coming from Grey's Anatomy, but I
in
stand
this case,
corrected.
Absolutely worth it in this case. All right, that's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up. I will build a boat. Lifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. That is new music from Colton Dixon. And so recently we had Colton Dixon on the show, and we played a game with him, a brand new game we'd never played before called If the Shoe Fits.
If the shoe fits.
If the shoe fits, wear it.
So it's where we took off one of our shoes and gave it to the other person. Then Betty Rock would ask us questions, and we would each raise a shoe of the person we thought best fit the answer to that question. If you want to see the whole video, text the word shoe. S-H-O-E to 91979, and we'll send you a link to the video. But here are a couple sample questions from the game.
Who has more shoes? Oh, Wally's saying himself, but Colton's saying himself as well.
Okay.
Wally,
all right,
you were first.
Of truth, how many pairs of shoes do you have?
I've lost count.
Do you have a room for your shoes?
We have a closet. It's okay. Not dedicated to shoes.
Okay, who has more, you or your wife?
Me.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Ballpark the shoes. I'm in about 23 pairs.
I would say over 30.
Over 30? Oh, wow. Okay. Well, nicely done.
Oh, wait. Another question. What is the most expensive shoe you have?
Oh, no.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, no. Do you have sneaker game? Like, are you like a sneaker head?
I like finding deals.
Okay. Me too.
Okay.
I have expensive shoes, but I find deals on them.
I agree.
For example.
Yes.
This is ridiculous. The shoe that you're holding.
Yes.
Retails. For $1,200.
$1,200?
I paid $200 for them.
Okay.
So I like finding deals.
What kind
of
thing?
But I also like nice things. Fear of God.
Well, that would put the fear of God in me with the $1,200 price tag. Yes, absolutely. Holy cow. And the questions got increasingly personal, like this one.
Who is most likely to lie to get themselves out of trouble? Oh, Colton, without hesitation, said Wally, and you did.
Yes, I'm like, anytime someone like in the news and they're like, you know, Senator so-and-so just lied to cover up something and everyone's shocked and appalled. I'm like, absolutely. Like, I totally get that. Like, I get human nature.
It's human instinct.
Yeah.
It is, I agree.
Who is not afraid to take their shirt off in public? Oh, Colton? Oh, Colton too? Oh, I did not think that was gonna happen.
Yeah, like out of shape male chest nudity is funny. Yes. Yeah, Chris Farley taught us that it's comical, it's for the joke. So I will do that. But in personal life, at a pool or at the beach, I'm wearing a swim shirt. You wearing a swim shirt?
No.
Attaboy. Yeah. I gotta cover up some of this. You know, it's what do they call it? Not dad bod. They call it father figure.
Oh, yeah. So father figure.
I got that.
I like that way better than dad bod.
So we got a whole bunch of more questions there with Colton Dixon for If the Shoe Fits. If you want to see the video, if you're a big fan of Colton or you want to be, just text the word shoe, S-H-O-E, to 91979, and we'll send you that link.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Wally-ish.
I have some scary news today. It was bound to happen eventually that rising inflation has caught up with the Costco food court.
No.
I know, right? Right.
Why?
Right there, that reaction tells me that you guys are both a fan of the $1.50 hot dog and drink deal.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Well, what?
What?
Why would you not be? It's the best meal on the planet.
What is in that hot dog?
No, it doesn't matter.
Who cares?
Yeah. I care.
$1.50.
Yeah, you don't ask questions. You get a foot-long hot dog and a soda, a 20-ounce soda, for $1.50. Yeah, it's worth every penny. Well, I have good news for you inside of this. The $1.50 foot-long hot dog price is staying at $1.50. Okay. That's why I love America, right there.
Wow.
Yeah, because Costco said, Costco stared inflation right in the face and said, I defy you. I will not succumb to you, and I will maintain my $1.50 Costco hot dog.
No, it said, yes. We can't upcharge for this plastic tube call a hot dog.
You know what? You need to move out from your vegan friend's apartment, okay? Because it's starting to really alter you in a way that I'm not happy with. There is food that is going up at Costco. It had their 20-ounce soda is going from 59 cents to 69 cents if you're going to just buy a soda. Still less than a dollar.
Yeah, anything under a dollar is good.
That's not bad. The chicken bake is going up from $2.99 to $3.99. It's going up a full dollar, okay?
Oh, no.
But you know what? Don't care. Never had one.
What is a chicken bake?
It doesn't matter because you got a $1.50 hot dog deal right in the middle of the board there when you're going to buy things. I see nothing else. I see no other things. I know they have pizza and churros. I've had both of those. But
nothing beats that $1.50 hot dog.
Nothing beats that $1.50 hot dog deal. And I respect the heck out of Costco for not raising that price. They lose money on that deal. Did you know that? But they keep it because it's a lost leader. People come in for that hot dog deal.
You are the perfect example of that.
Absolutely. You know what? If they were open right now, I would put on a couple long songs and go get a hot dog deal. Yeah, I love it that much. So anyway, good news. And also, too, their rotisserie chicken at $4.99 is staying the same price. So they are not giving in to all of the inflation that is happening around the country. So good on you, Costco. I will see you for lunch today. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And we always talk about peer pressure with our kids. Okay, don't succumb to peer pressure and, you know, be your own person. But peer pressure doesn't stop just when you're a kid and you become an adult. I think it carries on into adulthood. But not all peer pressure is bad. Sometimes there's positive forms of peer pressure.
Oh.
And I experienced this over the weekend, this past weekend. I have a couple military guys that live in my neighborhood, in my cul-de-sac, and I'm big fans of both of them. Really nice guys, and I respect their service immensely, you know. And so they each had a flag out on their house, and they always have it out. And so then another house in between them put their flag out, and so I was outside. And Ben, one of the guys, he still works with a mission that works with veterans, is like a chaplain. And he was like, so, Wally, when are you going to put your flag out? And I'm like, oh, funny story. I have a flag. I've had it for over a year, and I've never hung it up because we thought it would flow and keep triggering our Ring doorbell. And so there wasn't like a great place to hang it.
And how unpatriotic of you.
Right? And so I said, I have one. And I go, and thanks for making me look like the cul-de-sac communist, you guys. So he's like, come on, Wally, get it up. Let's go four deep here in the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
I'm like, that sounds very military. I'm in. And I went and hung it that day.
You nice. Did?
I hung it that day. Turns out it didn't affect the Ring doorbell at all.
Oh.
Go figure. So I had it for a year and didn't hang it up.
Wow.
But now, like, all of our houses have our American flags hanging up. They're proud.
Now, the big question is, Are you ever going to take it down, or are you scared that Ben's going to, like, give you a hard time?
Well, I cannot. I cannot ever take it down. And I'm going to always have to get a new one when it gets a little ratty.
Peer pressure.
Absolutely. It's full disclosure, too. As I was hanging it up and putting it on the flagpole, I did remember the things I was taught as a kid. You never let the flag touch the ground. If you do, you have to burn it. Like, that's a rule. Mm-hmm. And so I've got it draped over my shoulder. I'm hitting myself in the head with the rod. I'm doing anything I can.
You know Ben is over at his house watching you for the window, being like, look at that dummy.
I know. Thank goodness he never served, you know. And so, like, I did all that, and we hung it up, and then I went and bought a light. Because if you have it on at night, you have to have a light on it. And so I had a light on it, and I bought the brightest light ever. It's like, illuminating our house.
Did Marty, your wife, did she say, why are you going to all this effort?
No, it was her. She wanted the flag.
Oh.
Because her dad was military.
And you were the one that was unpatriotic.
The cul-de-sac communist, yes, apparently.
Cul-de-sac communist,
Yeah, so I made all the changes. I'm going to get a smaller light, though. That one was insane. I couldn't sleep.
You could land a plane with
it. You could, actually. All right, so here's the question, though, for you. What is a time that, as an adult, you've experienced positive peer pressure? Like, that was a good thing. Maybe you saw other people in your life and you're like, man, I need to make those changes too, because I think that's a good thing. I'm just curious. Positive peer pressure as an adult. I've got another one I just thought of too. Wow, I'm very malleable. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. If you want to call and be on the show, we love having you on. 855-33-WAY-FM. A little positive adult peer pressure. What's yours? So, Michelle, have you ever experienced a little positive peer pressure as an adult?
I have. And, you know, it was very uncomfortable at the time. My sister-in-law and my pastor's wife, who is a good friend, they were involved in the youth group at church. And they go, why don't you sit with us? You can help us with the girls' small group. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know about that. I'm not a good teacher.
I hate children.
Yeah, you know, and I had my teenagers at the time, and, you know.
Not even a big fan of my children.
Right, and that's kind of all I needed at the time. But I said, okay, I'll sit in. And summer hit, and we kind of shut down during the summer, except for camp. Came back, and they couldn't do it. My sister-in-law and my pastor's wife. And so I said, okay, I'll try it. And you know what? I did that for the next 7-8 years.
Oh, wow.
And that was the most rewarding thing ever. I was the high school girls' small group leader.
That's cool.
And those girls were so awesome. I learned things.
That's the crazy thing about working with youth, is sometimes you learn things from them too. And I'm telling you, you probably had such a big effect on their lives that you might not ever see. But man, thank goodness you did that. You know, that's the stuff that pays off years down the road in the choices that these kids make later on that can be life altering. So good on you. I love that. That's a great example of positive peer pressure.
Thank you.
So have you ever experienced that as an adult?
Yes, I actually experienced it at church. One of the sisters and I were talking about kids and breakfast, and I was like, oh yeah, Pop-Tart's so quick and easy. And she looked at me like, no, you really shouldn't feed your kids that stuff. It's really bad for you. And I was like, oh, sister, kind of judgy, you know? And then I sat back and thought of it, and I was like, oh yeah, I should probably like get up a little earlier and make them like a real breakfast, you know?
So you started doing that instead of Captain Crunch. You're like making them like something that's healthy for them?
Yeah, I tried. And really, it didn't take that long. You know, scramble some eggs real quick and put in a tortilla and have a little burrito. Like,
All right. That
was, it's a little healthier than Pop-Tarts and Captain Crunch for sure.
Big question. Did your kids appreciate it, or they're like, Mom, love us less? Like, give us Pop-Tarts and Captain Crunch, please.
No, I think they liked it better.
Oh, cool.
Now, are you eating a healthy breakfast, or is it just your kids?
No, she's like, more Captain Crunch for me.
No.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show with Mind Blown!
Mind Blown!
Mind Blown! This is where I attempt to make you the smartest person in any room, at least the most interesting person in any room that you walk into, by having these nuggets that you can pull out of your brain at a moment's notice. Here's the scenario. Betty Rock and I are at a party. They were invited. I'm just crashing. I was too cool for this one, but I decided to show up anyway.
Oh, okay. You know, bless us with your presence.
Yeah, and so they're over there kind of talking, and I kind of walk. I'm like, hey, guys, what's happening? And, you know, we're just general party talk kind of stuff. And so Betty Rock asked me a question.
Well, we're in the middle of a politics conversation that was just between Gavin and I.
Gotcha.
But I see that you have butted your way into this conversation.
Yep.
So, Wally, we're talking about politics, but we're trying to keep it, you know, not so controversial.
I get that. You know, politics today can be very diversive, you know, and so here's a diversive. That's not even the right word. Yeah, exactly.
Gavin, let's go back to our
just
conversation.
Just made me sound super ignorant there. Okay, so politics. Did you know that Saddam Hussein once had a song from an American artist that was his 2002 presidential campaign official song when he was in Iraq? Yeah, he was. Do you have any idea who that would be by?
Wait a minute. Britney Spears.
Oh, that's a great... He seemed like a Britney Spears person. no, it was actually from one Miss Whitney Houston. And he used this as his presidential song.
Why? I mean, that...
He's a big fan of Whitney Houston. And all the people, I will always love you. He was a dictator.
Oh, I see. He's telling all the people his love for them.
No,
got
I think
it.
He wants them to love him that
much.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of creepy.
Because did you know in his election that he had 11.4 million votes cast? Not one was against him.
Oh, that's scary.
He's
I know.
That's so scary.
People.
Yeah.
That an artist, which given I think she had already passed by that time, but don't they have to, like, at least their family has to say it's okay to use you
here in town? Yeah, not like in a different country where like things are insane. You just go, all right, I'm gonna let that one slide.
Yeah,
you know. So yeah, I just thought that was kind of crazy. So we actually just kind of talked about politics non-controversially and gave you a nugget to hang on to, and even kind of dipped our toe into entertainment too.
And you know, entertainment is something that a lot of people talk about at a party, like such as TV shows. I know I do that a lot.
Yeah.
Got anything related to that?
You know what? It's funny you bring that up, Gavin. Did you know that virtually every character on The Simpsons, as they're drawn, has four fingers on each hand, except for two characters?
Oh, really?
Yeah, they always draw four fingers on a hand on cartoons because it just looks more normal.
I read about this.
Did you?
I know what one of them is.
You do?
I think it was Jesus, wasn't it?
That is right, actually.
Yeah, one
right.
of them, but I don't know what the other one is.
In the same ballpark, it was God.
Uh-oh.
So God and Jesus both in The Simpsons actually have five fingers on their hand.
Did they say why?
I don't know. I think maybe, I'm assuming... maybe out of a little bit of reverence, you know, because they're real people and stuff. And I'm assuming maybe out of that, like it would feel weird to give God or Jesus four fingers.
Let's hope for it.
You know, like give them a full five. They can't high five anybody at that point, you know. So there you go. That's going to do it for your Mind Blown today. If there's one thing that COVID showed us, it's that we don't have to be in the same office, let alone the same state, to get things done. Hey, it's Wally, and I thought when it came to things like a new home loan or a cash out refinance, I would never look to the internet. But man, I was wrong. I am so glad I found United Faith Mortgage. Sure, we started online, but every time I call, they pick up, and more than that, they know me. Plus, they're faith-based, family-owned, and they have a direct lender advantage, which might help you get a better rate, saving you big money. I did a cash out refinance with United Faith Mortgage, and here's my guy, Ryan, on why it works.
I've never seen a market quite like this, where the values have increased so much over the last couple of years. If you're looking to put that dream pool in your backyard, pay off some credit card debts, whatever it may be, now is definitely the time to give a phone call and see what we could do for you.
So if you need a new home loan, they got you. If you want to do a cash out refinance like I did, they got you. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Way FM. You're listening to The Wally Show.
I think at one point or another, a lot of us do try and get into the things that our parents are into. Like for me, my dad's a huge kayak fan. I've got at least three kayaks in my Amazon cart right now.
Oh, really? You can't pull the trigger on one?
I can't, but like I really want to because I got into it because he was into it. And one thing I've seen with a lot of the children of the artists that we play here on WayFM is that I see a lot of them and it feels so natural, get into music because their parents are into music.
Yeah, you look at Bart Millard from Mercy Me. His son Sam wrote a song that they decided to record, and we're playing it. It's great.
Yeah, and I think Jeremy Camp's daughter actually performed with him on stage on one of his tours.
Yeah.
And that was the case for the daughter of the lead male vocalist for the band I Am They. His name is Matt.
Oh, I love them. Yeah, I'm really interested to hear this. How old is she, by the way?
So she's 5 years old. Her name is Amara. He posted a video on the band's Instagram page about an original song that she wrote, and she titled it "Don't Be Afraid, God Is With Us."
Oh,
it's deep. It's adorable.
She's a deep little kid at five.
Okay,
let's hear this.
Don't be afraid, oh God is with us. Don't be afraid, oh God is with us. Don't be afraid, oh God is always with us. Oh, he's never gonna leave us alone.
Oh my goodness. I could see it being done a little lower by Matt, but yeah. I could, don't be afraid, our God is with it. Like, that's a Chris Tomlin song. Like, literally, you add three chords under that, and you've got a hit worship song, man. It's crazy.
Although there's a little bit of a copyright, I feel like, because you've got For King and Country, God is with us.
Okay.
So, like, maybe she's copywriting a little bit there.
All right.
But she's, like...
Already stealing other people's music. She's just like her dad. No, I'm just kidding.
Ooh. You said that.
I'm just kidding. I know him. We're okay. We're solid. That's really cute, man. I like that. And again, there's some depth in this five-year-old. It will be interesting to see, does this become a passion of hers, and does she spend her whole life doing this?
If anything, she's 5 years old and singing about Jesus.
Yeah.
That's a win in the parent column for sure.
Absolutely. All right, that's going to do it for your TMI. Thank you, Gavin.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me right now?
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show, and this is where we're going to only want to talk to kids right now. This is one of my favorite things that we do on the show because I love hearing kids' opinions and thoughts on things. So recently, I had some friends. We've known them for 20 years. They came over and they brought their kids. Funny thing is, they have an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old, and they're only 10 years younger than us, so they had kids late in life, kind of like we did. And it gave me a chance to feel like almost like a grandparent, like for the first time. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to enjoy this. I'm going to do something really fun for the kids here. So I got a metal detector from a friend of mine, and I hid money in the backyard wrapped up in a wad of like a rag and tied up and buried it in the ground. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I went all in.
Yeah,
all
you right? did.
So then we get the metal detector, and I tell them we're looking for something else. And then I'm like, sometimes you find money and stuff, and we beep around this rock, and they're like, what's going on over here? I'm like, well, sometimes people hide money under rocks, like back in the day. And they're like, no. And so we are on a treasure hunt,
nice.
And I give them a shovel, and they dig out the ground, and the little girl who's 5, Evelyn, just goes, there's something in here. I'm like, well, pull it out. And she pulls out this bag of money and just loses her mind. Then her brother starts losing his mind.
Aww.
And they're both like, this is amazing. That's we're rich.
So cute.
Yeah, they're freaking out. And I'm loving it. I'm like, okay, I'm going to be a good grandfather because this is great. My daughter's probably like, why didn't you ever do anything fun with me? But like, it was so much fun to see the joy on their faces. And we open up this bag of money and we separate all the money out and all the quarters and nickels and dimes and pennies, and they each got $14.
Whoa.
I just grabbed handfuls of change
That's
and put it in
good.
There
hey,
from our change draw.
I'll always go metal detector shopping in your backyard.
I'm going to hide my change drawer next time you stay at the house and watch the cat. But yeah, I was surprised, and so were they. But no matter how many times I told Elisha that it was probably, you know, buried from someone who used to live around here or whatever, because it was all quarters for like from 1986. He's like, this is pirate treasure. It's pirate treasure. And I'm like, I don't know that it's pirate treasure, but you know what? You want to believe that? Go for it.
It's pirate treasure.
I know. He lost his mind, man. He was having so much fun. So I am curious, okay? This is where you come in. If you're a kid, I'm curious, what is the best treasure, in quotes, that you ever found? Now, it doesn't have to be pirate treasure. It doesn't have to be money. It could be, you know, something you found that was being thrown away and it became one of your favorite things. It could be a stuffed animal that became your treasured stuffed animal. Like, whatever it is, something you found that you absolutely love and it was, like, worth more than any amount of money to you, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. If you need to get your parents' permission first, make sure you ask. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'd love to talk to you. But again, rules, only kids right now, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. What was your treasure that you found or the thing that you treasure most? What was that treasure, that thing that you treasure most that you maybe found?
My dad, he works at home, and he had this 40-year-old teddy bear that he just had sitting in there. I was like, what is this? He was like, it's a teddy bear. And I was like, he has since he was a baby. But I was just like, can I have it? And he was like, you can use it, sure. And it's been a treasure to me.
I like that he's like, you can use it. This is on loan to you. Like, one day he's going to need this again.
Yep.
That's so funny. I think as a dad, I can tell you this, Caitlin, the fact that you would want something that was his and meant something to him as a kid, as a dad, that's really cool. I'm sure that made his heart grow a couple sizes that day.
I bet it did.
What are you doing with the teddy bear?
I usually just have him in my bed. He just sits in my bed and he's like my calming thing for anxiety.
Aww. Oh, that's so cool. I love that. And I'm sure your dad does as well. Now, you might want to take it apart and unstuff it and see if he hid anything in there when he was a kid.
Actually, whenever it was really dirty, we were like, we should clean it and restuff it. So we actually did, and the stuffing that was in it, you'd probably find in an old car seat.
Oh, really? It's old horse hair or something really gross. Well, Caitlin, I think that's a great story, and I'm so glad you treasure that. Thanks for being on Are You Kidding Me?
Thanks. Bye.
What is that thing that you really love?
So when I was younger, 6 or 7, I remember one Christmas, my grandfather bought me an iPod Touch, and it was really old, but so cute. And I actually still have it after all these years. I don't know how it runs. And I can't get myself to get rid of it. I love it too much.
I know. That's the thing, man. There are certain things that you hang on to beyond their usefulness even. Because you probably have an iPhone, don't you?
Yeah. That's what I'm calling on.
But Olivia, it goes without fail that Apple is going to change the charger every other year.
Yes.
And you're going to end up with another drawer that's just full of wires. And you don't know what goes to where.
I have one full of wires.
Yeah.
I don't even use any of them. They're just full of wires.
And you have no idea what they go to, but you do. But you can't throw them out because you might need it one day. Well, Olivia, that's a great one. And hey, thanks for taking the time to be on Are You Kidding Me?
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Did you know that in addition to the show, every day we have a podcast where we talk about things that we didn't do on the show and longer form stuff, life stuff. It's called our Aftercast.
Yeah, and you can check it out when you text the letters TWS, which stand for The Wally Show. So text TWS to 91979. That's TWS to 91979. We'll send you a link to your phone where you can check out the podcast.
So here is a little sample of it, okay? We were talking about going to church in Nashville where you might be sitting next to Carrie Underwood or Natalie Grant and how that would make you not really want to sing. And it reminded me of a super humiliating time where I did choose to sing in a concert. I went to a concert. This is a Christian concert back in the day. Can you look and see if we have any of there? It's Rick, R-I-C-K, Rick Kua, C-U-A. Just see if we have anything. I'm just curious.
Oh, Wear Your Colors.
There we go. So this is Rick Kua from back in the day.
We're gonna raise it up, our standard. Shout it out, our cry. We're gonna bring it up, our banner.
Lift your hands up to the sky. Lift your hands.
Okay, so Rick Kua, he was in some other mainstream band, but then he became a Christian and he started doing this Christian artist thing. And he was already older at the time and he was a bass player, so already three times removed from anybody cool in the band. And so like, I go to this church that was having a Rick Kua concert. I go, what in the world?
That's awesome.
Yeah, and so I had already known about him. So I figure I'm the only one that knows about him, you know? And so I get there, and I'm singing songs like that. Lift! Lift your hands! You know, and I'm, like, just going at it. And I was in a band at the time, and so, like, I'm just killing it. The girl in front of me turns around and goes, hey, we paid to hear him sing, not you. Just leveled me.
Crushing.
Like, completely, so crushing. Because she was about my age. She was cute. And it was just like, ugh. It's like you reached into my soul and removed it and then just rang it out on the floor for everyone to see. It was so bad and so humiliating. And maybe that's why I don't sing at church anymore. That girl undid me all those years ago.
She has scarred you.
Very true. She scarred me. Right now, my eyes are welling up with a little bit of a liquid from the embarrassment still to this day.
I mean, I get secondhand embarrassment every time you sing.
Thank you.
I get it.
It's our Aftercast, and you can always get it for free.
Text TWS, that stands for The Wally Show, TWS, to 91979. That's TWS to 91979.
All right, potties, you're making a difference because of you and the people that listen to the show on Way FM terrestrially, if you want to call it that. We have sent over 47,000 meals to the people that are struggling in Ukraine after they've been displaced because of the war. That is pretty stinking amazing. And I love the fact that you're getting to partner with us in ministry right now in a very tangible way. You're not only helping feed people, but you're also making sure that they get the gospel as well. So thank you so much. But sadly, as the war stretches on, the need is still there and becoming greater. Here's the great news, though. It only takes 25 cents to send one meal. So for about the cost of a dinner out for you and your family, you could make sure that a couple hundred meals are sent to Ukrainian refugee families. Can you imagine what a relief that is for moms who have no idea how they're going to feed their kids from day to day? This is truly ministering to the orphans and widows, like the Bible says in James. And we'd love to keep that going and send another 25,000 meals to Ukraine in just the next couple weeks. I'm in. I'll never ask you to do something I'm not willing to do myself. So if you want to help out, just text the word WALLY to 91999. And again, thank you so much for even considering this. And let's make a difference. Let's do something huge today. Again, text the word WALLY to 91999.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
I cannot tell you how many times I've sat on the couch and was watching a show or a movie, and I had to pull out my phone to open my Shazam app to identify a song that's playing. So if you don't know what Shazam is, it's this app you can download on your smartphone, and you hit it, and it listens to the song that's playing, and then it'll tell you the name and the artist person.
But don't sing along with it because it throws it off. Mine does. It's like, I'm like singing along. They're like, that's not anything. We recognize nothing.
Well, it turns out we're not alone in this. Shazam released a list of the top songs they're used for to identify. And here's what they found. Oh. So the top three songs that people, when they hear it in movies or in shows, then they're reaching for their phones. So this first one, you'll hear it in the movie Dangerous Minds. It's Coolio's Gangsta's Paradise.
Oh, so good.
Living in the gangster's paradise.
This is a song, too, that Weird Al did a great cover of. Like, it's so good. I'm surprised that everyone doesn't know what this song is. But I guess not everybody grew up in the streets like me.
No.
So, okay. The suburbs, sorry.
Number two, you'll hear it in Despicable Me 2, and it's Pharrell Williams, Happy.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you
feel like a room without room. Which I read recently that Pharrell Williams, he said that he actually doesn't get happy when he hears this song. He's so sick of hearing it.
Oh, I bet. But I guarantee when
great.
He goes to the bank, he's happy.
Yeah, oh, for sure. And then coming in at number one, you hear it from Furious 7.
Oh, come on, please.
Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth, See You Again.
Really? It's been a
long day Gavin.
Without you, my friend.
Oh, Gavin. I don't even know this song. And I'm going to tell you all about
about it when I see you again.
I would have to Shazam this.
Really?
Yeah.
They play it a lot on like on different stations.
I love it.
I do not know this song.
It's so overplayed.
It is.
Really? I've only seen one of the Fast and Furiouses, and that was one too many.
I've seen none.
Yeah.
And I am proud of it.
You're a better person. You're better off for it. Trust me. So.
What does that make me, who's seen like all 10 of them?
Makes you the worst, obviously. Yeah, that's one. There are certain songs, like chick flick songs, that always show up in every chick flick. You know the song is going to be in there, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like some old song, like, you know, I don't know. Now I'm drawing
is
a blank.
Is that one that for, this will be an everlasting
yes,
love.
Yes,
this will be.
That always
from,
shows up.
Nat King Cole's daughter.
Yeah, Natalie.
Natalie.
King Cole. Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, those are the songs you know are going to show up for sure. But that one, that was lost on me, so I would have to Shazam that. And that's going to do it for your least of these today. Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And there's a certain sense of pride you get when you make something yourself. I think, like, I could have gone out and bought a pizza cutter, one of those big, like, 16-inch rocker pizza cutter things. Mm-hmm. But why? When I could make one. And so I spent, you know, a couple hours making one the other day. And in the process of it, I was looking back at it. I'm like, I was so proud of it. I was cleaning it up with a rag. And apparently these things are like super sharp and way sharper than I thought they were. And I sliced my finger in my knuckle, like on the inside. And it was one of those things. As I did it, I was like, oh no. Because already I could have bought this cheaper off of Amazon, but the sense of making it gave me like a sense of pride, okay? Mm-hmm. And so then I start factoring in, it's already more expensive. If I have to go get my finger stitched up, this is going to cost me way more than this pizza thing was ever worth. So I kind of just squeezed my finger back together
and
held it for a while. And wrapped it up super tight. And I went inside and I showed my wife and she's like, oh my gosh. I'm like, I it looks worse than I think it is, but I don't want to look at it long.
Oh.
And so I washed it out and hydrogen peroxided it and then wrapped it up. And I sat down and I had been sweating. I was in the garage just dying. And she goes, you don't look so good. Are you going to pass out? And I said, not sure in this moment. So she's like, well, hold your finger above your head. I'm like, I don't know how that's going to help me not pass out. So I got my hand above my head, like trying to stop the bleeding. And I got woozy.
Oh, I literally
got woozy. I don't like the sight of blood. I just don't. Mm-hmm. And especially when it's mine. I can handle Betty's or Gavin's. But when it's mine, it's leaving my body. I can feel the life being drained from me.
Wow.
Sorry, dramatic.
Dramatic.
Yeah. And so I did. I got really woozy and I sat down and I kind of put my head down like this.
Oh,
I got my hand up in the air.
Word.
I'm laying on the other one. I'm like, can you give me some water?
Wow. And to say, she would have to take you to the doctor and they would say, what happened? And she would say, a pizza cutter took him down.
Yeah, nicked him.
Wow.
Yeah. And so.
There goes all the pride you were trying.
Absolutely. In one fell swoop, all of that manliness was gone.
Gone.
Yeah. So I am curious, okay? As you get older, I think there are things that can make you want to pass out and it sneaks up on you. You know, and so I know I'm not the only one. I'm like, as an adult, when was the last time you thought you were going to pass out? Maybe it was a treadmill at the gym. And you're like, oh, I better get off this thing. I'm going to go.
Maybe it's you hit your shin
or
your kneecap on a table.
Yes.
And you're like, okay, I'm down for the count.
Everything goes narrow. Like you watch your field of vision go down into a little bitty tiny focus point, and you think, I'm going out. I'm going out. And that's when you have to be smart enough to sit down. Because if you fall down, things get exponentially worse.
Also, put your hand up and then ask your significant other for a glass of water.
Give me some water, please.
My finger hurts.
Oh, don't you start.
I hurt my finger.
855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Make me feel just a smidge better if you could today. What was the last time as an adult you thought you were going to pass out? We'll take yours now. 855-33-WAY-FM.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. We have this thing called the prayer wall at wayfm.com where people post prayer requests and you can do the same or you can pray for them. There's a saying that says if you want to learn something, teach it. And that concept of it makes you understand it better. If you have to learn it yourself, you can then share it. And I think it's the same thing with prayer. If you need prayer, there's something about praying for other people that helps realign your heart with God as well. And that's why the prayer wall works on so many different levels. And people are posting prayer requests of all different kinds of things. Like Kenny said, hey, I'm struggling with some issues in my life that I need prayers. My depression and self-confidence are really bad, and now I'm even putting on a false front. So, like, if you've ever said, I'm fine when you're not fine, you're perfect to pray for this guy, you know, because you know exactly what that is like.
And when you do pray for this person, you click that little box on the side that says, hey, I prayed for you, and they get a notification on their phone or through their email just saying, hey, somebody prayed for you. And who knows, that might be the motivation that they need throughout the day.
Yeah, and Tammy said, please pray for my husband and myself. We're having difficulties in our marriage. Please pray that God would strengthen our marriage and our faith as we go through the season. If you've ever worked through difficulties in your marriage, you're perfect to pray for this. You're qualified, you know? And that's the thing. Sometimes some of our hard moments qualify us to help other people, and that's why the prayer wall is so important. We'd love to have you be part of it, either posting or praying for people, and it's so, so easy.
Yeah, we'll send you a link to the prayer wall when you text the word pray to 91979. That's pray to 91979.
Oh, what's this? An email? For me?
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. If you ever want to email me, feel free, man. It's just Wally at wayfm.com. Flyboy Dean did. The other day, we were talking about my run for Congress or Senate that I have not instituted yet, but I really think I want to.
With no supporters whatsoever.
None yet. And Betty Rock was terrified by the mere suggestion of this. But Dean says, hey, I would vote for you, Wally. I've got one. That's all it needs. Sometimes that's where a groundswell starts from, is one very passionate supporter. Look, Jesus only had 12, okay? So I'm 11 shy of him.
Are you comparing yourself?
Not in the least.
Okay.
But I could if it played to the base.
Wow.
That's politics, Rock. I know you don't get it.
Okay. All right. Well, then it makes me have to ask,
yes,
what platform would you run on? I'm
okay.
Afraid to know the answer.
I've been spitballing a couple ideas. One would be, I've had it. Like that.
Oh, okay.
That's why I'm doing this. I've just had it. Uh-huh. Like, so that might be my first one, because I think there are a lot of people that are in that same boat of like, where are we going? That could be another one. What in the world? It could be a third one.
Wait, so all the platforms you would stand on are questions?
Yes, and all things that I complain about. Like all things I ask.
And not anything you have an answer to.
Let me see. I could go with zero tolerance for stupid. That'd be a good one.
With your face right beside.
Yeah, okay, but like, that's why we're talking this through. I appreciate that. We're spitballing this. That probably would not work.
No, I like it.
Open to discussion, but willing to say no. That'd be good, because I think people, like, you know, are running crazy in this world, mm-hmm. and there's no boundaries, and everyone's mm-hmm. like, I'm just going to do what I want and say what I want to say.
It's my truth.
Yeah, exactly. And like, I think I would settle in on, though, political correctness is offensive. That's what I think I would settle in on. That's my platform right there. So,
I like it.
Yeah, so I'm looking for your vote, 2020-something. Not sure when I'm going to actually pull this off. I might have to run for dog catcher first, kind of work my way up in Spring Hill there, but we'll see. So I also need to fight Spring Hill, because they turned down my building permit for a screened-in porch, so I already think it's political. They heard about me wanting to run, and they're trying to shut me down.
See, this is a bad idea.
Yeah, yeah.
No, because you get one little bit of power, and you're going to take a full steam of it.
Yeah, like to quote Spider-Man, with great power comes me.
Wow. No.
All right, well, maybe I won't run just yet, but if you ever want to email me like Dean did and show your support, Wally at wayfm.com.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.